Assiniboia, celebrating community business. That is what Assiniboia's Chamber of Commerce is encompassing with its upcoming Brewing in Business celebration and awards. With our new strategic plan at looking at what the Assiniboia and District Chamber of Commerce does for businesses, this idea was thought of by researching other chambers in Saskatchewan and what they offer to their businesses, Tulsa Workin with Assiniboia's Chamber of Commerce says. Many communities have excellence award galas and we thought we could bring this to our small town, Workin says. The theme for this year, Brewing in Business, came from the idea of how to add small town to a big city event. Who doesn't love barbecue and brews? With new chamber members and businesses growing in our community, we want to be recognized for supporting everyone we can. We also recognize we struggle with our district communities and we are looking for more ideas on how to benefit them. Supporting those outside businesses and recognizing them within our community is something we will continue to do until we find other ways to give back to them, adds Workin. Graham Sherman has been chosen as keynote speaker to share his story about his newfound vocation of brewing craft beer when it was illegal in Alberta. Sherman's relentless perseverance changed legislation and he proves why adopting a collaborative approach, even with competitors, can lead to a healthier way to do business, leading to growth and a loyal customer base. The chamber has had meetings with other directors and ideas have come to fruition on what we can implement in our smaller size chamber office, Workin says. Our main goal is to recognize the outstanding businesses and entrepreneurs who contribute to the growth and vibrancy of our community. Workin said they will highlight what the Assiniboia and District Brewing in Business Awards means for the community, which include economic growth and development, recognition of outstanding contributions, enhanced reputation and branding, knowledge sharing and collaboration, community engagement and pride, support and service. Over the last few years, our feedback of the chamber from our members and past members is, what does the chamber do for our businesses? Our new strategic plan is to ask ourselves, is this helping our businesses and in what way is this benefiting our members? A large part of this event is to show our community that we have heard you. We have engaging staff and board members that have come together to take our past and push for our own excellence in the future. This event is for business recognition and we do rely on our sponsorship to help fund the event. We have many innovative ideas on what we would like to see for our chamber and we need to have the cash flow to help bring these ideas forward. This event will hopefully be profitable and then we can, in turn, give back to our chamber members. The event will rely heavily on sponsorship and in return, they will provide marketing exposure showcasing their appreciation in the best manner possible. We want to show our community how collaboration beats competition and this award process shows that we are all working together. We are always looking for any businesses that want to contribute in supporting us, and we can support you too, affirms the Assiniboia Chamber of Commerce. A recently received grant will help kickstart this event and help promote economic advancement to Assiniboia businesses. We don't want to be overzealous and we are hoping for suggestions to anyone attending because we want to make sure the event is done right, correct any flaws and grow the event to be something everyone in the community looks forward to. Celebrating Assiniboia business achievements and acknowledging them in a community format for their outstanding performance is the main theme of the event. Organizers say they hope these awards inspire others to strive for excellence, foster healthy competition and drive continuous improvement. The organizing committee includes 6 members including Workin, along with Jordan Godson, Shelley Dahlman, Lori Steenson, Afton Richards and Jessica Rust and 2 staff members, Wylene Hantelman and Melissa Hansford. The event is open to everyone as the committee wants the community to enjoy the company of others, and take in an exceptional presentation on why collaboration beats competition and there will be food and refreshments, SEPT. 1 will kick off ticket sales. The public is encouraged to nominate businesses for the awards and the information can be found on the Chamber's website, with nominations closing August 30th. Workin also invites folks to join them on September 10th for the first Chamber on Tap, at 121 Steakhouse. We are excited to promote a networking opportunity to our nominees and express what we offer at the Assiniboia and District Chamber of Commerce. Quote,